Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of August 2nd, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. It's going to be The Suicide Squad. It's going to be in theaters and HBO Max. This is a soft reboot of the previous Squad movie. This time it has James Gunn as the writer and director. There are way too many people in this movie to even try to list them. This is supposed to be an over-the-top crazy movie, and I really can't wait to see it. All right, for TV pages, on Monday, TLC has Smothered and So Frickin' Cheap. Those are both finales. Tuesday, A&E has a finale of America's Top Dog. Wednesday, nothing. Thursday, Fox has the first preseason game of the NFL, the Hall of Fame game, featuring the Cowboys and the Steelers. For Friday, nothing. Saturday, NFL has the 2021 Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony, and that's live. HBO has the premiere of All My Life. For Sunday, NBC has the 2020 Tokyo Olympics closing ceremony, and then the premiere, Family Game Fight. CW has the finale of Wellington Paranormal. For movies coming out this week, it's just The Suicide Squad. For DVDs, you've got Those Who Wish Me Dead, Luca, Here Today. For online services, Netflix, you have Shiny Flakes, The Teenage Drug Lord, Cocaine Cowboys, The Rise of Miami, Cooking with Paris, and Vivo. For Prime, you have Soldiers or Zombies, Season 1, and Vow. For video games coming out this week, you have Grime, Lemon's Gate, The Ramp, Dungeon Defenders Awakened, and The Falconeer. For GUI news, you've got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Mouths of Madness, Beautiful Disasters, Geek Fathers, Deeply Upsetting, and Smack My Pitch Up. And for those of you who are at Central Virginia, on Sunday, August 8th, at the Virginia Crossings Hotel, RavenCon will be putting on their comedy concert. There will be five acts with Mikey Mason as the headliner. Tickets are only $15. Go to RavenCon.com for more information and to get those tickets. For one more thing, filmmaker Taika Waititi is involved in so many things, it's easy to forget one or two of them. So, for example, he's currently working on Thor: Love and Thunder. He's supposed to be doing a Star Wars movie. He's the bad guy in the new Ryan Reynolds movie, Free Guy, and produces What We Do in the Shadows, which is returning for Season 3. But do you remember, back in the summer of 2019, news broke that he was working on Flash Gordon animated film? Well, it did, and here's the update. Collider spoke with the producer, John Davis, who was working on the project with Waititi, and says that the filmmaker's vision of the film is no longer going to be animated. Taka is writing it, the producer said. It was a movie that was a huge influence on him growing up, and it's one of his favorite movies. Initially, he said to me, "Let's do it animated." I said, "Okay." And then he got into it and started developing it, and he said, "No, let's do it live action." And I said, "Even better." Well, what does that mean exactly? How will Taka's version be different and unique from the 1980s classic movie, which was adapted from the 1930s serial that influenced pretty much everybody in science fiction? And how the hell do we get Queen to do the soundtrack? Seriously, if you're a part of my generation, as soon as you heard someone say the name Flash, you immediately thought, "Ah," because Queen and the amazing soundtrack. All right, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, so be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIPodcast.com.